Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. When Peter arrived back in Jerusalem, the Jewish believers criticized him. "You entered the home of Gentiles and even ate with them," they said. Criticism always stings. It must have been so hard for Peter to face a barrage of criticism when he returned to Jerusalem. God had given him a vision and opened his eyes to a new world in which God was wanting to welcome everyone to himself. This turned Peter's previous thinking on its head, and this discovery clearly excited him. How discouraging it must have been for him to have to face up to his critics. But we can all learn a great deal from the way in which he did so. He would have fully understood where his critics were coming from because, before his recent revelation, he would have thought exactly the same way. So he patiently went through his testimony. He told them about the remarkable vision and the way in which the Gentile visitors from Caesarea had come and received the gift of salvation. Peter's hearers in Jerusalem were silenced by his story and offered no further objections. Instead, they praised God and acknowledged that he was now willing to accept even the Gentiles. It's never pleasant being criticized, but the best response is to do exactly what Peter did. He gave a calm and thoughtful account of his experiences, explaining how he had come to his conclusion. It's always a bad response to be defensive, and worst of all, to be rude. When you share your story, your hearers won't necessarily be persuaded. But if you shared it carefully and calmly, it will give a basis for further conversation. We all need to pray for the wisdom, strength, and grace to handle criticism. In that way, God is honored and people are built up. Now let me ask you a question. What have you learned from this story about the way in which you could handle criticism in the future? And now let me pray with you. Lord, help us to learn from Peter's example. Please give us your wisdom so that we may always respond to criticism with love, thoughtfulness, and grace. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a great day today.